Blog Talk Radio.
I'm about 5 seconds away from giving you the most amazing praise. I'ma give you 5, I'ma give you 4, I'ma give you 3, I'ma give you 2. I'm about 5 seconds away from giving you the most amazing praise. I'ma give you 5, I'ma give you 4, I'ma give you 3, 2. Now everybody go.
About it, but you know we always have those technical difficulties.
We have a special guest on with us, and he's not even a special guest anymore. He's actually a part of our team, Mr. Ron DePetrius.
That is our brother who left him to death. Now, I wonder if he is on.
Are you on?
Maybe not.
Well, we're going to go on and get the show started as we always do. We're going to start off with our birthday for the month of November. If you have birthdays and you want to shout out, please tweet us, Facebook us. We'll be more than happy to shout you out.
We do this every Friday, of course. So we have a list of birthdays that took place this week.
November the 15th, we had Crystal Simmons. We had Jamal Churchill. Our cousin, Jesse Patterson, and Leo Camacho actually had a birthday on the 15th. That's one of our high school friends. On the 16th, we had Belinda Marino. We had Kendra Bell, Michael Reed, and our auntie, Kelly Marble. On the 17th, we had Miss Lex herself, Lex Ingram, Crystal Parker, Philip Kwan. On the 18th today, we have James Newman. We have Renita Clayton. We have Ronnie Harrison and Mr. Saxophone Man himself, Tony Balabar. Did you have any?
I did have some, and I actually had. It's actually the birthday is not coming up until Monday, I believe. Our Twitter fan, Victor's Truth, her name is Arcelle. She has twins. Go look at that. She has twins. Eric Kyrie. And Kylie Cheyenne, they'll be 1 year old on Monday.
Yay!
So we want to wish them a happy early birthday. We will be shouting them out again next week. But they are so precious. She sent me the pictures, and I told her that I was going to shout them out on our show and wish them a happy birthday. So happy birthday to Aaron.
Happy
and
birthday.
We'll be 1 year old on Monday. And we'll, like I said, we'll go ahead and shout them out again next week. I see my brother Jeff Stanford in the studio. What's going on with you, boy?
What's going on? I was in when you first called my name, but you know I had
my
issues with my
friend. You were praying. That's okay. Yeah, we were praying too. But I actually missed my birthday. On the 19th, which is tomorrow, we have Mr. Brother Deacon Pastor Reginald Brown, whose birthday is tomorrow. We have Raymond Dockery III, which is the Corey Dockery cousin, his birthday is tomorrow. Booker Hatcher, Book. And, of course, Sontarius John, who is actually doing a CD release tomorrow, or sometime it is tomorrow. So happy birthday, you guys. We really do hope that you guys enjoy your birthday and many more to come. Since my brother has stepped in the building, he's not tardy. He doesn't have a go-free pad. He had a radio pad. We just want to say, what's up with you? How was your day?
Man, the day was real challenging, but, you know, God be the glory.
You
everything
sound like
was good. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm good. It just was challenging, you know what I mean? It's just sometimes the day don't go the way you planned it. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm still alive, I'm doing my thing. The hustle don't stop.
Well, since you said it, that leads us into what our show is going to be about. I'm excited. Thanksgiving is right around the corner. And I'm doing a little baking myself. I'm not going to cook too much this year, but I'm going to be doing a little baking. But our show actually is about in everything give thanks. And, of course, we took that out of 1 Thessalonians 5:18. We're going to do Thanksgiving Soul Talk style today. And if you're just now joining in, welcome, welcome, welcome. We got a hot show planned. We plan on, you know, breaking down some things and telling y'all why we're thankful and the things that we're thankful for. So if you wanted to let us know, we would love to hear it. Let us know what you're thankful for. You know, this is a season. I was talking to my brother earlier this week. This is a season for depression. This is a season where people feel disconnected, unloved, unappreciated. They feel the sense of lack. They don't have enough. in every circumstance, he says, give thanks. So I don't know about y'all, but I have some things to be thankful for. I know Diane and I just got a new place, and we're definitely thankful for that. We was
by the grace of God that we got that, and
my brother came up with business, so that was a blessing, I'm thankful for that. So we definitely got some things to be thankful for.
Ron, you good?
I'm good. I'm thankful for a lot of things, man. One thing I know I'm thankful for, man, is I'm waiting for this baby to get here, man. I'm too excited, man. It's just me and my wife, man, we have been trying for a long time, man. And I'm happy, you know. When she told me, I started crying, man, because you know when you want kids and you tried, and I thought something was wrong with my, you know, my, well, I thought something was wrong with my little man, so, you know, I'm glad, I'm happy.
Remarks, okay. Remarks.
Oh, my
five,
God.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
We gonna pray. I'm thankful. I'll start it off. I'm actually really thankful for the platform that God has given us through Soul Talk. It's not by coincidence, it's not by happenstance that we have this platform, and I'm thankful that he allows us every Friday to give this platform back to him. We are learning, and I am definitely learning, that everything that God gives us should be dedicated back unto him and used for his purposes. So, once again, we're doing everything, give thanks. This is Soul Talk in the Radio. We're going to get into some music shortly, but email us, Facebook us, tell us what you're thankful for. Tweet us, matter of fact. You can find us on Twitter, @BeRaw_Radio. You can definitely find us on Facebook, Soul Talk in the Radio. And you can definitely, if you want to, email us, BeRaw_Radio@Yahoo.com. We hope that you guys are going to enjoy this show. We're going to have fun in the studio, of course. And we got our brother, Mr. Rhonda Basilia. He's going to be doing our Men's Motivation. So you guys don't want to go anywhere, you don't want to miss it, come back with us, join us, and we'll be back in a few.
It's your nephew from the south, all the way up to New York City. You quite different than from Coco. This ain't about no happiness.
Exciting memories of how you brought me out of certain circumstances. Right now it's crazy. I remember being here before. God, I trusted you like I'm trusting in you now. The praise to you for all the things you do.
Good to me, can't forget all the things that you've done. Looking for the things that to come.
I lift my hands if you give me half a second.
Get joy,
I get joy.
Yeah, they want you to look like this. I mean,
they want
you to
copy
these
shoes.
Everything the world's doing.
You gotta have that shirt.
So many people they
but
want
if you
us
got
to be
that
like
with them shoes.
But
you gotta have that chain. They want us to have that new
I
hat.
I know who y'all want to be like, man.
Life.
You know what I mean?
I wanna be like.
Oh, okay. Always dancing, like every little chance, every little chance. No man can't wait to get his hands on a whip. And they don't understand life, nor the issue of sin. But they know the article and the issue that 50 was in. You should hear him spit, little man's eyes trying to battle rap. I'm like, follow me to the scriptures, see where the battle's at. But you can't, you're watching College Hill. I guess you dropped your cup and let the knowledge spill. Come on, I'm looking for the convicted to see who's new on the team. And tired of doing what they do on the screen. In other words, trying to see the ones that Jesus drafted. No matter what round pick, you were still in grafted. You ain't gotta walk miles for cheesecake to be signed with the squad. Fake too great to get you signed with God. So let them hear you say, huh? The person's life after hearing the sin of prayer. Cute as a baby doll. It's hard to reach her cause she's tuned into cable now. She's watching videos, staring at all of the boys. She's a sinner, she doesn't know about Jesus' joy. Yes, she knows about the clothes and the latest fashion. She should be on MTV News with the latest action about what's going on lately in the industry. But she's clueless about Jesus' ministry. Come on, she doesn't know her and God are still enemies. Separated by nature, now there is enmity. Her dance. Only thing that I'm praying is that she sees her chance to meet the one with the world in his hands. Personally, as her savior, and start taking a stand. Begin to advance and stop taking a man. It's what the father is waiting to hear the young lady say. White and red, see, those are rockets. We headed with the right to dead. That's a category mistake, like a solo group. You can't take to the grave those Manolo boots. No life to you, look to his life and the blood that he shed. The sin price cost him more than an arm and a leg. Tell the truth, man. And we ain't preaching, wrap it up. You wouldn't have to deliver if you put the package up. Get it? Everybody's looking for something to be like. But other somethings are nothing unless it be Christ. No. The Bible instructions we sinners that can't see light. Yeah. Our direction is left and sinners can't see right. Nope. I can't wait till we finish and get to see Christ. Yeah. If you die in your sin, you never will see Christ. Nah. Mind is retired, seek the Messiah. That's the only person God wants us to be right.
Anybody want to be like Christ? If y'all do,
I do.
Y'all should want to be. And speaking of Christ, since we're trying to all be like Christ, it's Thanksgiving week.
Leading up to.
It should be, we should be more like Christ, especially in this season, I would expect.
I want to know what some of y'all are cooking. Ron, don't say not a word. I'm not asking you. I'm asking people. What are they cooking for Thanksgiving? I think I already know what my brother's cooking, and it's already out of the question. It's not answering at all.
Well, does bacon count?
Yes, they do count. But what my brother Ron is trying to do, that ain't going to happen. Because he told me that he was going to make something a couple days ago, and I thought I was about ready to keep. So, no.
Oh, you talking about the boiled oysters?
Renee.
Baby, that was about to be the jump. I'm kidding. Don't, okay, we put a disclaimer out there. Don't y'all, not one of y'all, go and make that, please. I'm not paying for no doctor bills. It was a joke.
It's so funny because for some reason we were talking about having technical difficulties in the studio. And my brother, I don't know what's going on with him. Like, he's in and out.
I can tell you.
I know it's the service provider, ain't it?
Man, he needs a Sprint to another, anywho, that's not bad mouth Sprint. Sprint just doesn't work in his Sprint, we love you. We're praying for y'all. Y'all need more towers. All right, anyway.
Hey, you know, you got to keep it real.
I can't believe y'all talking about. I'm like, yeah, man, what you talking about? Boy, orange peels, man, for real. I'm like,
okay, let me just be clear. Because in the studio, in order for us to play our music, we do have mute buttons. And he just so happy didn't take his mute button off. Make it plug out.
It's all right.
So, sir, what would you like to have for Thanksgiving?
Me?
Okay.
Yes. You sound like a bad as that, huh?
Yes. You talking to me? Me? Yes.
Man,
I want
some neck bones. That's what I want.
What?
Neck bones and some potatoes with some hot sauce. You got to throw some greens.
Okay, that's enough because I did not eat lunch today. So, you don't want me to start.
I keep telling you, man, if you don't eat, man, you're going to turn invisible, man. You already little. You got to eat.
Okay, so y'all see where this show is getting ready to go. We about to be,
And in this corner.
That's okay. I'm going to get them.
Don't put the Vaseline on and love. I'm not ready for that.
Man, I'll take my earrings off in a minute. I'll be thinking you'll be making for the phone
call,
not just baby. Hallelujah.
Oh.
It's all right.
Like
I love my brother and my sister.
This
sounds like
fighting
words. I'm scared.
I love shout you. Out to for being real, everybody. Give a shout out. This is the bluntest, most realest person I've ever met in my life. If your breath stinks, she's going to tell you. And she's going to tell you. Like, man, my birthday, yeah, smell it, the green kind.
Ooh. Yikes. Ooh. Oh, wait, hold on. I have a little corny joke. One of my good friends on Twitter was telling me that this lady, that was kind of short.
That's my brother.
Mm-hmm.
I had asked him, you know, did you give her a spirit mix? That means spirit product.
Instead of being a spearmint, she said spearmint. For those turkey folk, y'all caught that right off the bat.
And I thought that was funny. But anyway, this is every big gift thing Friday today. We got my brother on the line, so Rhonda Peculia, Lady Eyes in the building, and of course, Denise Renee. We are rocking on this Feel Good Friday here on Soul Talk King Radio. We feel good. I don't know about y'all. Oh, let me put this out there. Some of y'all need to laugh. I was at work today, and I was like, I'm walking to do a morgue. Like, y'all ain't get. Please laugh. That's a good for the soul. I'm thankful for laughter. Thank you, God, for giving us laughter.
Thank you, God, for laughter.
You need to laugh, man. Like, if you don't laugh, man, something wrong with you. Like, real talk. these serious things.
You're not walking in the prophetic. You're walking in the pathetic. Ooh. God, I think he had a sister. Actually, you know what? God has a sister. You know that, right?
What?
He said you're not walking in the prophetic, you're walking in the pathetic.
Wow.
Yeah, she said
something.
Ryan,
I don't know what you're talking about. You feel me?
What?
If you don't laugh, especially in this walk we call Christianity, because, you know, you got some deep folks out there, man. They deeper than Olympic pools with no water in it.
You know what? I just thought about something. I got an idea. Ding!
Yeah.
We are going to start not only playing, last week we played Vicky Wines, and I'm just going to play another clip so they all need to laugh. But I'm going to see if we can get Jay Will on the dog dad on radio, because this brother is so funny. If we can't get him on the radio, we're going to read some of his tweets, because throughout the week, this brother is hilarious. And we need y'all to laugh. Like, Ryan, you know who I'm talking about, too. Stop playing.
Yeah.
You know what? When we go to break, I'm going to see if I can get him, at least if not on the radio, I'm going to try to see if I can get him to tweet us back, because this brother is so funny. And he can have y'all rolling. I'm just telling y'all, he will have y'all rolling.
I agree.
Right? You know what I'm talking about?
When you hit the Church Cologne tweet, though, that was
right.
Hilarious. That was hilarious. And my man said, caught up by Elijah.
You know what? He had I love him. I so love him. But anyway, I'm thankful for laughter. I'm glad that Billy said laughter is good for the soul, because it is. And we need to get more in the spirit of laughing, especially in this season. Thanksgiving season, Christmas season. Being able to laugh your way through certain things is the greatest gift you can ever give yourself. Because people go through so much, and they focus so much on the problems that they forget. They forget to laugh, and the word even says that laughter is like good medicine. So it's good for you. And so if y'all not laughing, some of y'all dying. I'm being real. Some of y'all are y'all dying because you're not laughing.
I'm gonna tell you what I'm thankful for at all.
What?
I'm thankful for restraint. Because
Lord,
the times that you wanna laugh but you can't laugh, and you trying to hold that stuff in, like, can't be in the pulpit, you know what I'm saying, cracking up because somebody wig just fell off in praise break. You can't laugh then. That's the wrong time. See, if you're in the congregation, man, you can do that. But as a preacher, you can't do that. You can't laugh. You got to keep a straight face. But then when offering comes, go in the back and laugh.
Here we go.
Go in the back and laugh. Telling you, but when you're in front of the people, man, you can't laugh. You gotta be serious.
Well, that's probably why I'm not in the pulpit, because I don't have my laughing. Y'all funny, I'm laughing.
You church people is the funniest people. I don't care what nobody says. Maybe I can go to church and get me a good laugh. But get the comedy shows on Saturdays and Fridays. I will go right up in the church house on Sundays and laugh so hard like I've been out in the club somewhere. Church people is funny. So
you
can
play
that out.
Nah.
She never
can open
the club, okay?
Now, you know what's funny, though? I'm telling you what's funny. When you know you got high blood pressure and you an usher, and you go usher in the door and your ankle swole, why you come that day? Go have a seat. go to the altar and get prayed for. You don't need to be ushering that day. You got an attitude.
Well, if she a usher, she can usher herself to a seat, amen? Or usher herself to the altar. I mean, ushers got the anointing. They can usher themselves just about anything, anywhere in the building. Let's be real.
I'm just saying.
You
if your ankle, man, if your ankle's feeling the side of your shoe, you need to go lay down.
really, really, really nice. He was just playing, y'all. He was just playing. But again, this is of course again Thankful Friday, and everything give thanks. If y'all don't know where we're coming out of, we're coming out of 1 Thessalonians 5:18, where it tells us in everything, in all circumstances, all situations, everything that we go through, trials, tribulations, we should give thanks. And I'm learning that even before, you know, Diane and I moved into this place, we went through some stuff. We had just met Ron in the meantime, and we was like, we don't have nothing. I mean, absolutely positively, nothing to be thankful about. We were going through. But in the midst of it, we do have something to be thankful about. We never went hungry. Light still came on. Still had water. I was just talking to my brother about that when he came down to visit. We take some things for granted, y'all. So, you know, again, we going to do Thanksgiving. So talk style. Join us, you know, have fun with us. Talk with us. Kick back. Tell your people, hey, they about to break down Thanksgiving to you. Their way. You don't want to miss it.
Yeah. Yo, Kansas. This one's for you. Yo, Billy. This one's for you. This beat time driven. And whatever hood you represent, I know it's a lot of bad out there, but guess what? It's a lot of good.
Just talking junk.
Everybody ain't
walking around with baggy jeans, being mean, and the lips purple because we smoking trees.
Everybody ain't
trying to be tough and violent. Matter of fact, I know some cats from the hood plays the violin.
Everybody downtown,
don't frown because you around. Just because you wear a suit don't mean we think you a clown.
Some of us
going to bed about 11, gotta get up real early, be at work quarter to 7.
Some of us are
going to school, not skipping class, didn't make the dean's list, but we still gon' pass. Taking good care of all our kids, making sure they got clothes and something in the fridge.
Some of us are
happy with life, we down with Christ. Got a good head on our shoulders and we feel alright. Yeah, there's a lot of good out there. I see y'all. They need to put this on 6 o'clock news. With everybody singing like,
good in the hood.
Yeah,
it's good in the hood.
I know it is. Carrying guns, thinking it's fun. Got 2 or 3 girls carrying sons.
Everybody ain't
wearing all black and selling dope and crack. Teens and fiends whose clothes don't match.
Everybody ain't
cussing out babies because they driving you crazy. Just maybe they miss their daddy who left the day before.
Everybody ain't
sleeping around with everybody in town. And when you hit the college ground, it's going down. Working in barbershops and salons, making money, paying bills and child support every month.
Now some of us are
really good people, just had a crazy life. For life with long nights.
Some of us are
going to church faithfully. Gotta get it right with God before we finally leave.
Some of us are
trying to do better. We're trying to get it together.
Yeah.
When it's all said and done, we're trying to go to heaven. I see y'all fellas working at UPS at the airport, taking care of your responsibilities. I see y'all. Yeah.
Good in the hood.
It ain't all bad.
It's good in the hood.
Yo, a lot of people have made it.
Good in the hood.
Lord knows, I wish I could sing. Man, I have my own giftings, but I think I got shortchanged. Yeah, I can sing. Y'all would be like, shut up. Sit down. Why is
she saying it? That's all. She sang it, that.
Wait. She what?
She sang it, that. Seriously.
I'm going to need you to get that. Real talk,
I was really going in, you know what I'm saying, and all of a sudden I heard that blast. Stop. I'm really mad. All you got to do is replay it, you know what I'm saying? society has changed the way we look at things. You know what I'm saying? It's, we got to stop looking at things all the time as just blessings. I mean, when I wake up, because of what I've been through in my life, you know, my testimony, I haven't told y'all everything, but my testimony goes so far back into my childhood, I'm not even supposed to be here. So when I wake up in the morning, the first thing comes out of my mouth is thank you, Jesus, because I'm not supposed to be here. I'm not supposed to be in my right mind. I'm supposed to be in somebody's padded room.
Wow. That's me. I mean, but if you think about it, that's our society. I mean, that's our mindset. It's the things, and I think that's why the word is so important, because we put so much faith and so much trust in the things that we have. We think more money, more clothes, more cars, more friends is a substance. But the word says you should walk by faith and not by sight. It's because those are the things hoped for, you know, and evidence. The evidence is the substance of things not seen. Y'all, I'm telling you, being thankful for just a little thing will open you up to a brand new world that God has been trying to give you for years. And I'm still in the learning process. Me and my brother talk about this all the time, because we get to a point where we want the big things, God bless me with this, and I want 15 rooms and a house and 14 dogs and a carriage.
I don't know about 14 dogs.
Shut up. I'll tell you nothing. Those people be asking for some crazy stuff. I don't want the farm and the ocean. Yet and still, we can't take care of the water that's in our bathtub and in our sink. Man, we can't take care of the refrigerator that we got in the house and the car that we drive, but we want 16 cars.
A farm by the ocean, though?
Hey.
A farm by the ocean, though, where'd that come from?
I'm serious. It's a metaphor. If you think about it, we ask for more than we can handle. Instead of being thankful for what we have, be like, oh.
I'm messing.
Don't know that.
Farm,
you know, I'll take it.
Farm,
anything you tell me, you
don't
have to preach.
I'm just saying,
a
farm by the ocean. I mean,
I said a farm and the ocean. Boy, please.
Oh, you said and. I thought you said a farm by the ocean. I mean, that's real country.
That's fine. It could happen. All your dogs and stuff will be gone. But that's fine. You can have whatever you ask. Hey, it said ask and you shall receive. It may not look exactly the way you want it, but hey, ask.
Well, I mean, well, let's talk about that, though. You know, you can ask and you shall receive. Knocking the door should be open up to you. There's some stuff got lined up, though. When you ask for that stuff, you got one thing people get mistakes in the Bible concerning those scriptures is that you can ask. And God will give it, but it's a condition. There's a condition. You got to be obedient. Because as soon as you ask, God's going to give you instructions. He's going to say, do this, do that. Whatever God downloads into your spirit, you got to do it. Because in the midst of your trial or the midst of your situation, you know, going through the process, that prepares you, you know what I'm saying, for the blessing. It prepares you for the blessing. And if you don't obey what God has downloaded into your spirit, you can ask God all day. You're not going to receive nothing until you be obedient.
But then let's twist it up a little bit more, because I like how this is getting ready to go. In your asking, make sure your motive is right. Because, see, I can be obedient just to get what I want, but my mother's name, as soon as I get it, is back to, okay, God, I don't need you, or, you know.
You know what I call that? You know what we end up doing sometimes is we try to pimp God, and we think of him as a spiritual Santa Claus. Hey, we all did it. I know I'm not the only one. I'll pull myself out there. But we look at God as a spiritual Santa Claus. As long as anything is going good, then we not talking. But as soon as it's something that we want and we're in a bind, we need him to come, like, right now, then we pray that Jesus, come to my rescue. And we don't ever stop to be thankful that he, one thing I noticed about God is that he doesn't move. We do. And we get to the point where we don't need him anymore, and we stop being thankful.
But no, but you know, the better way to say that is that, you know, they tell us in church we should be thankful in season and out of season. When we out of season, it's like, okay, God, you were the first. But when we in season, we can need. God, come on, I need you to show up, like, 11:59 and 59 seconds. I need you to show up right now.
Exactly.
I mean, hey, I know I was praying for this apartment that we got left, and I was like, Lord, you can't fix it. Ain't nobody can fix it. I was in season. I was like, I was in need. But that's what we do. You know, when we want something, that's how we do that.
I mean, that's just how it is, though. We tend to, and I'm talking about me. I can't talk about nobody else. Talk about me. Ron has been in a position where Ron has said, you know what, God, I've done everything I've done to do. Now I'm going to turn to you. Because, you know, you try to speed up the process.
Well, it's going in.
You try to help God. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times when we do that, when we're looking for a way, we get in the way.
Yeah, we do.
We get in the way. And I've done that. I've been like, okay, God, man, you're taking a little too long. I need this blessing right now. So let me go ahead and choreograph this, and I got this.
But then again, it leads us back into our whole segment. In everything, in every situation, give thanks. One thing I'm learning that thanks does, and being thankful does, and applauding God for what it is that he does, is that it takes the focus off of asking for things that we don't necessarily need, because we're thanking him for what we already have. And then we turn around and thank him for what he's going to bless us with. However he blesses us, we're content with it. Because we then understand that if I thank him for it, it's going to come. We don't have to worry about asking with the wrong motive. Because if we thank him for what we have, and if we thank him, we're thanking him in the right motives already, he can entrust us for more. Oh, we having a good discussion. Y'all need to call in and let us know what y'all think. My brother,
I see Jay Will. He talking right now.
Yes, I just saw him on Twitter. I was like, I told him, man, you need to call him to the show, because we're about to go into our comedy session in a minute. But we have three things coming up right now. One being our prayer closet. And I love when Officer explains what the prayer closet is. But we have our prayer closet coming in, coming up, I should say. And then my brother's going to bring the motivational minute. But then we can't forget to laugh. You know what I'm saying? So we have a lot of things coming up right now. We're going to be back and do some music. When we come back, we're going to go right into the prayer closet. But before we do that, I want to allow my sister to explain what the prayer closet actually is, and then you guys start sending in your prayer requests. So when we come back, then we'll be able to let you guys know who actually needs prayer and what we're praying for. So, Sissy.
Well, what it is... I love the prayer closet because it gives us an opportunity to not just be selfish by praying for ourselves, but yet we all have the spirit of intercessory prayer. And it allows us to open up the door and pray for others that can't necessarily pray for themselves. Everybody has been in a situation where they can't pray for themselves. Even the moans and groans God can understand, but it's just getting the words out. And to have somebody else pray and go to God, go to the throne of grace on your behalf, there's nothing like it. So we open the prayer closet up so that you can put whatever your secrets are, whatever your prayer requests are, you know, the things that you can't really utter right now, but you need somebody to pray for. We open that up, and we take this seriously. We do go, and we write them down, and Diane and I, we may pray together, or we may pray separately before, you know, we go to sleep, or, you know, however we ever, you know, however we do it, we do go on your behalf and ask God to make a swift recovery or come and see about your fast and in a hurry. And we actually give up things on your behalf for your situation. So please, please, please don't hesitate. Don't be fearful. We definitely do pray, and we take them to our prayer closet. And now that my brother is in here and Ryan can now hear some of the prayer requests, he can take them into his prayer closet when he gets a chance. So that's exactly what the prayer closet is. I'm excited. I love prayer. I have been kind of stand offers about prayer for many years, but now I really understand what it is to pray. And I get excited when I get the opportunity. So please, Facebook us, DM us your prayer request. Once again, BRAW_radio. If you want to leave us a message on Facebook, look us up, www.facebook.com/soultalkingradio, and we'll make sure that we either shout it out or just, you know, email you and type it back and just let you know we got it, and we'll take care of it for you. Once again, it's Soul Talk Kingdom Radio. We're glad that you guys are here. Hope you're enjoying the time, because we are.
You die.
Wow. Everything. Is he everything? I hope so. Yo, that was Sounds of New Breed, and I love the fact that that song just does, that song does something to me. I mean, it tells a story. If you guys are just now joining us, this has been a good Friday. I must say we have had some awesome dialogue about what it is to be thankful and what it is to ask God for things and what it is to be content with where you are. This is in Everything Give Thanks Friday. Again, we're out of 1 Thessalonians 5:18, and we want to say welcome. Welcome. We hope that you are having a great day. We are having a great Friday, and we wouldn't want to be any other place but kicking it on the radio with y'all. My brother is on the line. My sister is in the studio with me, and you guys, it's what y'all think? How y'all feeling?
I have a prayer request, and I'm not going to give her name, but she is one of my sisters in Christ, and she texted me this morning, and she just said, you know, said I'm having a hard time. Really going through, and I just keep crying uncontrollably, and I don't know exactly what's going on. I know the gist of it, but I don't know everything, and so I want to lift her up in prayer. I went to pray for her early this morning, and I asked our Twitter family to go into prayer on her behalf, and she's actually the same young lady that has the twins that we were shouting out her birthday, and she's going through some difficult times right now, and so I want to definitely lift her up in prayer. We want to let her know here we're standing in the gap for her, and you know, a lot of times people, when they see people go through, they always want to know what's going on. You don't need to know what's going on, just pray. And we are definitely standing in the gap for her. Like I said, I don't know everything that's going on. God knows.
Yeah.
But we definitely know she's going through a difficult time, a difficult season in her life. And we just want to let her know that she has people that's standing with her and around her, and they're covering her. So I want to lift her up.
Now, and while we're speaking about prayer requests, a lot of y'all know that Diane and I are not from Atlanta, Georgia. We're actually from California. And we got some disturbing news last night about some of the crimes and stuff that is going on in our hometown. And it's sad, y'all. That's why we're doing this segment on being thankful, because you never, ever, ever know when it's your time. You never know. What happened was one of the officers was in a high-speed pursuit after a suspect who had robbed a bank. And he went into this particular area of town, and they shot him in the back and finished him off. And they killed him last night. And he was he's a police officer. He had been on the force for, I think his career was many years. He was only 45 years old. He leaves behind a mother and a wife and three girls. And it's, you guys, life is a joke. And you can tell the times are changing, because the faces of hunger is changing. Now faces don't look like the faces on TV. It looks like your mom and dad and your sister and brother. People are hungry, and they'll do anything, and they'll take anything and take any life. So we definitely want to lift up that family. I think the last name was Cabo. He's from Vallejo, California. Again, his family is still there. His wife is still there. His mom is still there. But he leaves a lot to cherish. So you guys, please, make sure you guys stay in constant prayer, for that life can end. And that, I couldn't even bear, I could barely sleep. I woke up thinking about him. What, it makes you think, what is going to be your last word? Will it be the last, when you get up in the morning, will it be the last time you walk out of your door? Would it be the last time you get to tell your family you love them, that you're thankful for them, you appreciate them? I mean, it really, God allows things to happen to put things and people back into perspective. And when I tell you, I didn't even know the words to pray last night. That's heartbreaking. But yeah, let's want to keep his family up in prayer.
It is heartbreaking. It really hurts me because I'm ex member of the police force, and I'm ex military. I'm a Iraq war veteran, and when I hear stuff like that, that get next to my heart because, you know, these are the people that are coming out when everybody else is asleep, you know, protecting our safety, protecting our freedoms, the firemen, you know, those guys risk a lot, and that's something else to be thankful for because, you know, when you're asleep in your bed, somebody else is up on your behalf protecting you, and that's sad, you know, when you got people out here, like you said, the world is changing, who are, like you said, they may be hungry. You don't know what somebody will do to another person in the face of need, whether it be something personal or when somebody's on a chemical or alcoholic addiction. You don't know what people are willing to do to you, and you just don't know. Like you said, when God is going to say, you know what, Ron, it's your time. We don't know. And so that hit home for me as you were just talking about that. I got tears running down my eyes because, you know, when you take a personal sacrifice, such as being a police officer, a fireman, and a soldier, no matter what country you are, you're in, that takes a lot.
Yeah.
It takes a lot, and I'm thankful for the U.S. Armed Forces. I'm thankful for our police officers, our firemen, and that makes it. I got a prayer request.
Okay.
Let's pray for the body of Christ because there is so much strife right now. I go on YouTube, and you can see all these different religions and sects forming, and even within the body of Christ, there's so much bickering and strife, so much confusion. Everybody's fighting to be right and fighting to be relevant when in this season, which the show is talking about being thankful. I really wish that the body of Christ and any other different religion can really see what's going on. Like you said, the world is changing, and we don't have much time. We really don't. If you look at how the Bible's unfolding, we don't have much time.
Not at all. I definitely agree. Again, to me, you know, just even doing this show, Thanksgiving means a lot more to me now than it did prior. And I think because God has given us this platform to express what it is that we feel Thanksgiving is, and then, you know, corresponding with his word, it makes it a lot deeper, and it hits home for us. We have, you guys, we have a lot to be thankful for. Whether we give God his due or not, he is worthy of it. He deserves it. If you even thank him just for being able to breathe, that's a blessing. Somebody stop breathing. Somebody's, you know, even we take eyesight for granted. Even with my little four eyes, I thank God that I still got my eyes corrected. Somebody is blind. I thank you for being able to hear. Somebody is deaf. You hear what I'm saying? That's why it says in all circumstances, give thanks because the situation can always be worse.
It can
okay,
be worse.
I'm on Twitter now, and I just received a tweet that says, rest in peace to Oklahoma State women's coach and assistant Kurt Butke and Miranda Serena. They just died in a plane crash. So, stuff is happening all around us, and it's just magnified now because of the holiday season, but things are happening. We also want to lift up the family of Heavy D. I believe they had his funeral service today.
and a lot of people are watching it live. So we want to definitely keep them in prayer. Like, things are happening, guys, and we're taking things for granted, and we're not being thankful for the things that we have, for the family that we have, for the people that we have in our lives around us. And it's getting real, even though it's not close to us, and they're not related to us in any way, it still hurts. And still hits
almost up.
As the church, we sustain, and I'm not talking about the church, the four walls of the church. I'm talking about us, the body of Christ. Definitely needs to stand up and cover these people that are grieving and that are going through, because what people fail to realize is that your time is coming too. Your time is going to come when you're going to be grieving, and you're going to need the body of Christ, and you're going to need people to stand around you and to cover you in prayer. So, these are the things that we look at, and these are the things that we really take in consideration. Also, my gospel for her mom just went into surgery, and I believe it was for her knee. But we still want to lift her up because she did go under anesthesia, and she is doing well from what my sister says. But we want to definitely lift her up. We just need to be more thankful. We need to be praying more and being aware. Sometimes I don't even like looking at the news because it's just always so negative. But it keeps us informed of what's going on around us. And it amazes me because I start to think what our children are going to have to live through in this world and the things that they're going to have to endure, which are some of the things that we didn't even go through. And it's magnified now. Things are getting a lot worse. And so these are the things that we look at. These are the things that we deliberate about all the time. We think about in our minds that we're coming to the end. And we need to be ready. Like Denny said, you never know when your time is coming. So we definitely have a lot of things to be prayerful for. And just keep them and lift them up in prayer.
And let's also be mindful. There's a lot of people that are less fortunate. Let's go on and pray for the churches that are actually opening their doors to feed those who are not as fortunate as we are. You got to understand where there's a shortage. There's never a shortage in God. And even, you know, and sometimes it's taxing as the church. But if the people can't get fed at the church, you know, when they have to go, and then we have other bigger corporations and organizations that are feeding people that we could be feeding in our local facilities, that's a problem. So we need to be praying for those churches and organizations that will be opening their doors. Even on Thanksgiving Day, I believe Diane and I are going to be going down to our church, New Birth Metro, I believe the day of Thanksgiving. I think I need to confirm that. But definitely, let's pray for that, that we had a goal of to feed 150-plus families. I'm believing that we can feed double that in the amount of money and donations that we got, and people will bring their own, you know, food and, you know, charitable donations. You guys, food is not the only thing that people are lacking, but we do want to pray for that because food is something that we need as for substance. So let's go on and pray for that as well. We got a lot on the prayer in the prayer closet tonight. And actually, while we're in this spirit and we're in this realm, Ron is going to bring our minutes of motivation. I think it's very pivotal that we all get that motivation back. We need empowerment. We need encouragement. A lot of people believe that when you get on the radio, you're selling people hope. But if you have no hope, you die. So I'd rather sell people hope than sell them doubt, to sow in their life worry. I'd rather sell them something that God has given as a tool to get through than sell them something that has no substance and no fulfilling power at all. So we're going to move into the motivational minutes. Ron, go on and hit us with that, sir.
No, sir. If I had anything to say tonight, I would say to people, to persevere. That's been my word here in this season. As I was listening to Die speak about this girl who's crying uncontrollably and going through all these things. In this season, you know, a lot of your family members get remembered this time of year. Personal tragedies, all kinds of things. And when you deal with that on the holidays, it's hard because you got those memories lingering around, and you got those things that fester, that bother you. And I would say persevere. Right around this time, my mother passed away. And it gets hard for me sometimes, you know. Other times I cry. Other times I just, you know, I look up and I ask God, you know, help me. But Paul said it best. And I press toward the mark of the higher calling. If you're listening right now and you're battling depression, you're battling some things in your life that are really touching you right now, you just feel like there's no way out, there's no end to what you're going through, persevere, press toward the mark, because where you are right now is not going to be your end state. It's not going to be your end state. The Bible says that your ladder will be, it'll be better than the beginning. I'm paraphrasing, but a lot of times we look at what we're going through now, and we figure that's how we're going to end up later on. That's not true. That's not true. God didn't put you on earth just to suffer. So I would say persevere and see the thing out. Seek God and pray and ask him to help you. Find yourself around people who are positive. A lot of people say, well, I don't have anybody. Well, ask God to bless you with a healthy circle. And that's my motivational minute.
And if I can, let me go on and add into that. When you think about everything that goes on and that goes around, please know God is not dumb. He's not deaf. He's not blind. He sees. And he knows exactly what you need. Sometimes what it is that you need to ask for. Simply, Lord, send me some good, wholesome friends. Lord, I just need to be healed right now. My mind is not doing right. My body wants to do something else, but, you know, I want to be obedient to your word. Little things like that. Let's go on and get intentional about what it is that we are doing. And actually, I was on the prayer call this week, and my bishop was talking about, you know, doing radical things. We were actually praying for children at that time, but he was talking about doing some radical things. You have to start, parents, getting up and maybe going to your children's room and kneeling at the foot of the bed or at the head of the bed and get to praying. You know, you touch them in the morning and pray with them in the mornings. And I know the first thing that they get up in the morning, if they head on to turn on the radio, you may want to change that, and let's say, you know, putting something in the atmosphere that is conducive for their day. You know, little things like that. You may be having a little conversation with them before they go and before you drop them off. You know, stuff like that. It's time to do stuff out of the ordinary. So this season, let's pray that God will give us the opportunities, because there's opportunities all the time to do things a little bit out of the ordinary and to bring glory to God. So, Ron, thank you so much for the motivational minutes. It did help me, and I pray that it's helping somebody else that's already on the line and who is listening. And you guys, we have about 35 minutes before the show ends, and before we actually end, we definitely want to get into our comedy session. We do need to bring the spirit back up, because we do have, you know, a lot to be thankful for. We need to laugh a little bit. I'm excited about what we're going to laugh about tonight. But, y'all, hang in there with us. Don't leave us. We've got 35 minutes.
Well, since you're talking about bringing the spirit back up, and since we're already in the mode of Thanksgiving and eating, we're going to laugh about our diet. Auntie Vicky's going to bring us a good old segment about diet. Ron, don't say not a word.
Because I know you.
You know I'm 50, right?
I know. What do you want to ask for?
Okay, he won't go say nothing. Okay, let's
get into this. Vicky Wanda's joint. It's called The Diet. Radio.
Somebody recently came up to me. I was stressing, gained weight. And they said to me, right to my face, you know, they don't care. Oh, Vicky Wines. Oh, you done got so heavy set. First of all, what do that mean? I guess that means I said heavy. I guess. But that ain't what they said for. They got here. They said I was fat. I know they did. Come on, say what you say. We so two-faced, ain't we? But I got something fun. I got to hurry up and put this story on video for Coconut losing weight. I ain't going to be able to use him in a minute. He done lost about 18 pounds. Oh, he leaving me. But I knew I had gained weight. But I got something fun. You know what I told her? I'm tired of that. We gonna get you look good just like you are. Anybody in here overweight, you look good just like you are. We gonna get some new bodies anyhow. He gonna change these mortal bodies, bigger, fat, small, black, white, whatever, to immortality. You know what I told her? I'll buy me some all-you-can-eat dresses. You can't tell what size I am. All you can eat, honey, just whatever, just all you can eat. People be depressed. I'm not going to look at no Baywatch and get a gun and blow my head off trying to look like them. Baywatch this. Woo! Me and Coconut. Back at the top of the year, me and Coconut, we went on another diet. I got a diet file at the house. How many going to start your diet tomorrow? Every tomorrow, after the party tonight, everybody tomorrow. Every Monday, come on, every Monday, everybody. Put your, look at all. Ooh, I'm so happy y'all here. I came to make y'all feel better. God is good, food is good, fat is good, it's all good. Me and Coconut went on another diet. Hey, Monique. Back in January. And we got together. You know when you get somebody with you, you serious about losing your weight. And I thought myself thin. Again. I got all the diets. High carbohydrates and low fat. Low carbohydrates and high fat. Dr. Atkins, Miss Lucille, bananas and hot dogs. What? I'm sick of that. Well, anyway, we got together. Coconut and we got us a little piece of paper. It wasn't too big. We were writing down the things we wasn't going to eat. And we wrote them all down, and I was so excited. We were supposed to have a praise report the next day at 6 o'clock. So I slept 90 miles an hour in anticipation of being thin again. That next morning, I slept through breakfast. That's a good start. Went right on, came off my diet at 12 o'clock with a Snickers. I don't know what happened to Coconut. He vanished in the thin air. I don't know what happened to him. So at 6 o'clock, here he comes. We had a report, but wasn't no praise in it. So I made up in my mind. I said, son, that's it. You know, I'm real spiritual. I got to be spiritual before my kids. So I told him, I said, son, here's what we're going to do about this. We're going to do reverse psychology on the devil. We're going to thank God for our fat. That's what we're going to do. I had to give me a scripture. The Bible said everything give thanks. So this is the will of God concerning you, boy, with your big self. I came to make you feel good. Because there's a lot of good goodies back there in that back. We going to eat. And so we begin to thank God for our fat. And I started out. We just started. I got our thank you for my one exes. Ain't no sense in going no lower than that. I thank you for my 2Xs and my 10s. I thank you for my swing dresses and my capes, my cloaks and my robes. I thank you. After a while, wasn't nobody thanking me, but they could thank them but me. Coconut was dead silent. I said, son, what's up? Ain't we thanking God for our fat? He said, Mom, man, no, man. Coke said, man, you out there too far, man. You way out there, Mom. You out there too far, man. I said, man, what's up with that? He said, by the way, Mom, you is fat. Now, you know I should have whipped him. He was 18, but I should have whipped him anyway. I said, what you mean? He said, that's why when you came in from out of town the other day, I spoke to you twice. I said, oh, you did? He said, yes, ma'am. Remember when I said, how you doing, how you doing? I said, yeah, I remember. I thought you was glad to see me. Boy, no, ma'am. That first how you doing was for the front of you. Now, come on past me. Let me speak to all the rest of you, mama. That's what he told me. Well, we talked about each other for a good 40 minutes. And then I said, son, I still ain't going to be defeated. I'm going to write a song. The wine is singing the right way. I'm gonna let you know the way I wrote it. Tomorrow, I'll start my diet. Tomorrow, because I forgot about today. Oh, it's so much easier to say hallelujah. Tomorrow, who promised me tomorrow? So I better eat all I can today. Woo! Cause tomorrow I'm gonna be fatter anyway. Come on, praise him. So what the devil had the nerve. Got around the 1999. It's time for you to make your diet resolution. You shut up, Satan, and I ain't making no diet resolution. And I got something for you anyway. I eat because I'm happy. Yes, I eat. And it ain't fat-free. My dying. I'm gonna start tomorrow. Yeah. Why I'm singing so gospel? Right now. Right now. Come on, you can say it. Right now. I'm eating everything I see. That's a happy man now. All you can eat tuxedo. Come on, give Orlando Rad a hand.
I that my name is
this morning. She said, if you really want to give the devil a nervous breakdown,
when you wake up every morning, be as happy as you can be. Baby, I think that would get on my nerves, too. Ain't no way you could be that happy, but maybe there is. It's a thing called joy, right?
I know, man. Yeah, I get joy, joy, joy.
All right, that's not her gift. we very much know that. That's not her gift. But there's a song by Richard Smallwood that I absolutely positively adore and love. And it really just says, thankful. I believe that's the same. I don't even know the song.
It's called Thank You.
Okay, it's called Thank You. Well, thank you. Thank you for getting me on track. But it is called Thank You, and I love it. So guess what? We're going to play it. Isn't that right, Di?
Yes, we are on the way. Here's Richard Smallwood. Thank You right here on Soul Talk Kingdom Radio. This girl is a mess.
Come on.
those of you guys that are just tuning in, we are talking about giving thanks. And while we were listening to that song, I was actually on Twitter. And I am very, very disturbed right now. I just came across a story of a little girl. She's 10 years old. Her name is Jasmine McClain. And she just committed suicide about 6 hours ago due to bullying. She's 10 years old. I'm not exactly sure where she stays, where her family stays. But this is very disturbing to me. Because bullying, I know this is where, I know that we're talking about being thankful, but things like this disturb me. She's only 10 years old. She's in North Carolina. I just found out she's in North Carolina. And she, at 10 years old, committing suicide due to bullying. She was bullied at school and at her neighborhood. And so we definitely want to lift up her her family. Again, her name is Jasmine McClain. And she's from North Carolina. And she committed suicide today. So we need to definitely lift up her family. This is real, guys. And we were really thinking about leaving the show on an up and up. But seeing how things are going the way that they're going, we can't celebrate when things like this are happening. And so we are going to end the show here in a couple moments. But if you have a chance to go on Facebook, if you go on Facebook and you just type in the search field RIP and then her name, Jasmine, J-A-S, M-I-N-E, and her last name is McClain, M-C-C-L-A-I-N. That's the page that they have for her set up. If you would mind leaving something for her, her family, this is very disturbing. Didn't you have anything?
Well, let's go on and do this. It's never too late to spin up a prayer for her family, and since we have this platform to do so, let's go on and do so. Father, we thank you just for life. We thank you for being able to see this day, Lord God. God, you see exactly what is going on, and in the midst of being bullied, she committed suicide. Jasmine McClain is only 10 years old, God, and her mother found her in a very difficult time. God, I pray that you would comfort the family right now, Lord God. I pray that you would send the comforting angels to her mother, to her friends, to her family. And God, I pray that the people that were bullying her will either come forward or, God, you would deal with them in your own little way. We pray, Father God, that there's some type of resolution to the end of this. We pray, Lord God, that we can see you in this situation. We pray, Father God, that more would come forward about being bullied and happy and bullied. And we will learn to take a stand on something just so horrific as this. Father, you be glorified at this time. And I pray that whatever this family needs to get through, Lord God, that you would be right there every step of the way. God, we thank you once again for life. We thank you for what today hold or held, and we thank you for what Jasmine's life will definitely mean in days to come and what it meant just for her being here a short 10 years. God, we thank you and we honor you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You guys, please, if you guys can go to Facebook, reach out to her her page, leave something comforting. Of course, we're going to do something here on the show, and, you know, definitely we're going to hit her up from our Facebook pages. And you guys, this is the season. And since we have only 6 minutes left of the show, this is a time for blessings, yes. And we want them continually. But as God blesses us continually, we need to be praying continually, over and over and over. We need to get involved. We need to empower one another to get involved. Being silent to me, I don't know about nobody else, but being silent to me is the same as being in agreement with it. If you're not saying anything, if you're sitting back and you're watching it happen, this can be that good, not the way God would have us to operate in his kingdom. You guys, please, Jasmine Payne, she was 10, and she actually has a Facebook page that they're actually they're doing in her remembrance. We want to dedicate Trinity 5-7 over and over to Jasmine in her remembrance, just to let her family know that God is going to bless her over and over and over. You guys, this is Soul Talking the Radio. We will not be on the radio next week. We do thank you for joining us. We appreciate all of our listeners that listened in, or whether by phone or online. And we actually thank you for all those that have participated in our discussion via Twitter and Facebook. You guys, this is the Thanksgiving season. Let us be thankful about every situation, every circumstance, whether it's hard or whether it's easy. Let us be thankful. We never know when it's going to be our time. So, again, it's been nice. It's been Feel Good Friday here on Soul Talk Kingdom Radio.
Bless me over and over, over and over again.